Stick the landing. Why focus is vital in this season of quarantine. By Chuck Rapp. Published on May 5th, 2020. If I had a dollar for every time I've said, read, or heard, "These are strange times," I'd be able to take my wife out for a really great dinner. That is, of course, whenever we're once again allowed to go to a restaurant. Indeed, these are truly unprecedented days. The word that the Lord has deeply impressed upon me in this season is focus. As we deal with the coronavirus impact on our schedule and workflow, it might seem that a sparser calendar would make focusing easier. However, the distractions of uncertainty, the loss of freedom to move about, and perhaps a sense of fear can actually cause us to lose our focus. Focus on what? David wrote in Psalm 27:4, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple." David was single-minded in his devotion to the Lord. There was one thing that he desired. It was the Lord's presence. This verse highlights two aspects of his prayer. To behold the beauty of the Lord speaks of worship. To inquire in His temple reminds us to seek God for wisdom, discernment, and direction. In the New Testament, the writer of Hebrews has similar instruction for us. "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." 12:2a. Fix our eyes once again speaks to focus. The Greek word in this text means to consider attentively. What's your eye mark? I once heard a Swedish Bible teacher use an athletic analogy to illustrate this. When a gymnast or a diver is in a tucked position, spinning in midair, he or she has to keep a focal point, or eye mark. This eye mark instructs them when to untuck so they can land safely and gracefully. Does your life, your work, your ministry feel like it's spinning out of control in these uncertain and fearful days of the coronavirus? I encourage you and me to focus upon Christ. Schedule it on your calendar. Spend time in worship. Gaze upon His beauty. Inquire in His temple. Listen. Let's use this extra time confined to our homes to seek Him. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus and remain focused fully on Him.